The Chinese president's expressed respect to those fighting on the front line of the battle against the pneumonia epidemic caused by the novel coronavirus, and extended greetings to patients and their families. Xi Jinping made the statement at a meeting of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee. He calls on party committees and governments at all levels to firmly follow the unified command, coordination, and arrangements of the CPC Central Committee, urging strict enforcement of orders and prohibitions. China's detected over 20,000 coronavirus cases, with another 153 having been confirmed abroad. 425 people have died. Over 600 people have been cured and discharged from hospital. China's foreign ministry is criticizing the United States for creating and spreading fear of a coronavirus epidemic. Foreign ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying says the U.S. has acted to create and spread fear following the coronavirus outbreak in China instead of offering any significant assistance. The United States was the first nation to suggest partial withdrawal of its embassy staff and the first to impose a travel ban on Chinese travelers. Hua says the move to prevent people from entering borders is unreasonable, adding that China hopes countries will make judgments and responses that are reasonable, calm, and based on science. The World Health Organization chief reiterates that there's no need for unnecessary interference with international travel and trade during the novel coronavirus outbreak. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus calls on all countries to implement evidence-based measures to tackle the virus, reaffirming that the WHO stands ready to provide advice to countries on how to manage the outbreak. The WHO chief says the current effort should remain focused on fighting the virus at the epicenter and the source, recommending all countries accelerate the development of vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics. China's National Health Commission says the government's provided sufficient finance and policy supports to fight against the novel coronavirus. Deputy Director Li Bin says the government's enacted clear policies on offering subsidies to patients for their treatments.
Besides the reimbursements from basic healthcare insurance, critical illness insurance, and other medical assistance, patients diagnosed with the new virus can also enjoy subsidies from the central and local governments.
Li added that medical workers participating in the treatment and prevention work can also enjoy subsidies. Those who get infected with the novel coronavirus during their work can have their disease regarded as a work-related injury and then can use work-related injury insurance. Meantime, medical institutions will get financial support for participating in the novel coronavirus prevention work. Members of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation say they rejected the United States' Middle East peace plan, even though they support President Donald Trump's efforts at resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan al-Saud says efforts promoting peace must ensure that the Palestinian people's rights are met. The White House's peace plan, revealed last week, proposed an independent Palestinian state whose territories are connected through roads, bridges, and tunnels. It promises to keep Jerusalem as Israel's undivided capital and recognize Israeli sovereignty over West Bank settlements. The European Union's chief Brexit negotiator says there can be an ambitious trade deal between the bloc and former member Britain, but only if certain conditions are met. Michel Barnier made the remarks while laying out the EU's draft negotiating guidelines on the future relationship between the two sides. He says the bloc is willing to offer a zero tariff and zero quota deal on all goods entering its market, as well as a free trade agreement covering banking, telecom, environmental services, and more. U.S. House managers and President Donald Trump's defense team have wrapped up their closing arguments in the Senate impeachment trial. Senators will next reconvene in a legislative session to speak on the case and vote on articles of impeachment against Trump. House Manager Hakeem Jeffries says they've proven their case with, quote, a mountain of evidence. White House counsel Pat Cipollone calls on senators to reject the articles of impeachment. The impeachment inquiry was triggered last summer following a whistleblower's anonymous complaint about the White House's interactions with Ukraine. Trump was alleged to have pressed his Ukrainian counterpart into launching investigations that could politically benefit him.